This frequently gets interesting because you just start noticing differences. And when I came in, the door had been left open. You might say, what would you maybe say to do?
Start getting, close the door.
Okay. Start getting flies in, or what's another way of saying that rather than close the door?
Well, sometimes shut the door.
Yeah, that's
a term used a lot, quite around here. Shut the door.
Okay. I was really looking for that particular sequence of words, but what do they call the wooden boards that you put on the side of a frame house?
Siding.
Okay. Is that the only term you'd use? Think here too, not about simply this is another thing culturally. We have aluminum siding and stuff like that. Do they have any older terms for the old wooden siding that they'd use?
I don't think so.
You never heard the term weatherboard?
I've heard the term.
What does it mean, do you think?
I suppose it's a board that's suitable for being exposed to the weather.
Mm-hmm. Do you, did you ever hear the term clapboard? Or
yes.
Which would be, you think, current around here, or would you hear both?
Clapboard isn't commonly used around here.
Okay. The on top of, incidentally, if y'all want to break for lunch, just let me know. Although,
no, I'm bacon for tonight.
Oh.
No, she.
Okay. The I thought maybe what I'd do is let this reel run out.
Just go right ahead.
Then I'd on top of the house to keep the rain out. You have a
roof.
Yeah. How would you say it?
Roof.
Yeah. Over on the side of the roof, you've got things that catch the rain, keep it from coming. What do you call those?
A gutter.
Is there any older term you'd have for gutters?
Eave trough.
You've heard of eave trough?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that current around here, or?
Oh. It's used.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably used ahead of the gutter.
Okay.
Yes.
Again, this is something, there might be a difference between the actual construction, because, you know, I guess a modern gutter is galvanized steel or something.
Yes.
Or aluminum. When you have different buildings on a farm, what would you call, say, a little building out in the back that you'd keep tools in?
Workshop?
You call it a tool shed.
You mean big tools, farming equipment?
Well, relatively small.
Oh.
Is there a distinction between a tool shed and a workshop?
Well, really not. For modern farming, farmers might have a machine shed where they store their big equipment.
Yeah.
And a part of that would be set aside and enclosed for a shop, workshop.
Okay. What was the other little building before indoor plumbing that was out back?
Called it the back house.
The back house, is that?
Or the outhouse.
Outhouse.
Is there any, do you have any other terms for it, or?
Never heard any of them.
Privy.
Which would be more polite if you wanted to be?
It would be more polite to say privy.
All right. The keeping on with the farm buildings for a minute, what's the big building on a farm?
A present farm?
Well, any farm.
The barn would be the big,
okay,
big building.
What would you call a little building frequently seen out in the cornfield where you store corn?
A corn crib or a bin, corn bin or grain bin.
Okay, if you had a building for grain, for small grain, what would you call that?
Granary.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of the barn?
Hayloft.